It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in the neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Nearly dropped my coat. Did you ever drop anything when you started to hang it up? Just having a bloop. I'm glad to be with you. Thought about you this weekend. Some friends of mine gave me some things to repair. So I wonder if you'd... Would you be with me while I repair these things in the bag? Let's take them to the kitchen. I'll need some... some glue. And a screwdriver. I think that'll do it. Hi, fish. We'll feed you in a little bit. With glue, I'll need some paper on the table. Maybe double thickness. There. It's a little wooden bird that needs glued. See, that just fits in like that. And then this in like that, and that in there. We'll just glue that now. Do you ever repair things? Some in here. Ooh. Sticky stuff. Put that right in there. And glue this up in here, too. What did you do this weekend? We all did different things, I guess. There, now we'll have to let that dry. And we'll be ready. The other thing that needs repaired is a doll. There you are, birdie. Stand like that. Here's the doll. Whoop. I guess it's better to have it dry like that anyway. See why the doll needs repaired? See there? sometimes when dolls are played with a lot, or loved a lot, or spanked a lot, sometimes their arms come off or their legs come off, because they're all different pieces put together. But you know, with people, if you love children a lot, or play with grown-ups a lot, or even spank people a lot, their arms and legs don't come off. No, because people are different from dolls. Dolls are a lot of different pieces put together. But people are all one piece. Yeah, everything grows together with people. Everything grows together because we're all one piece. Nose grows as the rest of you grows because you're all one piece. Everything grows together because you're all one piece. Your ears grow as your nose grows as the rest of you grows because you're all one piece. Everything grows together because you're all one piece. Your arms grow as your ears grow as your nose grows as the rest of you grows because you're all one piece. Everything grows together because you're all one piece. Your hands grow as your arms grow as your ears grow as your nose grows as the rest of you grows because you're all one piece. Everything grows together because you're all one piece. Your fingers grow as your hands grow as your arms grow as your ears grow as your nose grows as the rest of you grows because you're all one piece. Everything grows together because you're all one piece. Your legs grow as your fingers grow as your hands grow as your arms grow as your ears grow as your nose grows as the rest of you grows because you're all one piece. Everything grows together because you're all one piece. Your feet grow as your legs grow as your fingers grow as your hands grow as your arms grow as your ears grow as your nose grows as the rest of you grows because you're all one piece. Once more. Everything grows together because you're all one piece. Your toes grow as your feet grow as your legs grow as your fingers grow as your hands grow as your arms grow as your ears grow as your nose grows as the rest of you grows because you're all one piece. Yes, you're all one piece. It's something that people doctors know very well. But they know too how helpful it is to play with dolls. Yeah, because with dolls, it's one way of pretending how it'll be when you're grown up. I see a lot of children playing with dolls at different places, different times. Would you like to see some of the times that I remember of children playing with dolls? Let's ask Picture Picture to show us, okay? Hello, Picture Picture. Hello. Hi, Picture Picture. Hi. Picture Picture, I'd like to show my friends a film of children playing with dolls and getting dressed up. Thank you, Picture Picture.
You're welcome, says Picture Picture. That's one way that children practice to be grown up. It's make-believe, but it's also practice, and a very important kind of practice. Why don't you and I make-believe together? All right? We could pretend that Miss Polificate has another day off in the neighborhood of make-believe, and she's just cleaning up the place. All right? Maybe she'd even go over to see Daniel. I haven't used this telescope for a long time. Shall we look into the neighborhood of make-believe? You and I together.
I'm moonlighting.
Moonlighting? What does that mean?
Moonlighting means doing a little extra work on your day off.
Oh, extra work. Well, do you think maybe you could help me, Miss Polificate?
Anything you can clean, I can clean better.
Oh, it's not cleaning that I need. It's gluing.
Oh.
See the...
Oh, this tiger is broken in two.
Uh-huh. It's in two parts. That's why he needs some glue.
Oh, that's a poem. Did you hear that poem? Oh, I just love poetry.
What?
This tiger is broken in two. That's why he needs some glue.
Oh, I see. Here's the glue. Just a minute.
This is a toy tiger, isn't it?
Oh, yes. He's not real. Real tigers don't break in two like that.
Oh, no. Real tigers and real people are all one piece.
Right.
Now, my sweeper... It's in a couple of pieces, but I'm all one piece.
You are, yes.
Now, let me see. There, I think he's all fixed, but you'll have to let him set and dry for a little bit.
Oh, okay. Oh, good. There, is that tiger? That toy tiger? Hey, what's that?
What's what?
What's that up there?
I don't know. I can't quite make it out.
What is that? Can you see it? Can you see what it is? Oh, a letter.
It does look like a letter.
Yes, it does. Can you reach it? Oh. Oh. There. Good. What's it say?
It's for Dr. William Platypus. From pediatrician school?
Yes, he's been waiting for that for a week.
Oh, well, then I'd better take it to him right away.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for helping me with my gluing, Miss Polificate.
Oh, you're welcome. Cleaning's my specialty, but I can glue, too.
Glue, too? There's another poem for you. Glue, too. Bye.
Oh, isn't he adorable? Glue, too. That adorable Daniel Tiger. He knows I love rhymes, and he just... I am at the castle, Dr. Bill. Oh, well, then I'd better take it to him over to the castle. Ah, look at that.
Ornithorhynchus anatinas. Anna, Anna, Anna.
Ah, isn't that touching?
Hey,
the father singing to his little daughter.
Well, I thought it was your day off.
Oh, well, it is. But you know me, Dr. Bill. I do like to keep busy.
Hey.
Wonder how you clean a waterfall.
A waterfall? Well, I think they're supposed to clean themselves.
Well, I think a little cleaning might not hurt it.
Well, just get your brush wet then, I guess.
Well, I know, but it'll dry in the air.
Mm-hmm.
The air. Oh, there's something I'm supposed to remember about the air.
Here.
Oh, now wait a minute, because there was something kind of important, I think.
Here.
The air. Oh, there was an air letter that came for you, Dr. Bill.
An air letter?
Mm-hmm.
For me?
From pediatrician school.
It's just what I've been waiting for. What I've been waiting for. Will you open it, please?
I'll
cut the baby here in my arms. Open it, please,
please. Sure will.
Oh, my, I can hardly wait. Oh, dear. Let's see here now. Oh, dear Dr. William Black Duck Bill Platypus, this letter too is to inform you that your first lesson from the pediatrician school will arrive tomorrow. Be on the lookout for it. Pediatrically yours, Sarah Joanne Bard, Registrar. Oh, it's going to come tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Hey, my lessons start tomorrow.
Really,
come on, Anna. Let's go tell your mother the good
Charlie,
news.
It's Dr. Going Bill's to be first lesson from pediatrician school comes tomorrow.
So Dr. Bill's going to learn to be a pediatrician, and his first lesson will come tomorrow. I wonder what that first lesson will be. Could you guess? And what would be the first lesson that you'd learn in taking care of children? There's a lot to know. I wonder if it would have anything to do with milk or orange juice. Do you know the difference between milk and orange juice? They're both things to drink, but they look different. You tell me which these are, all right? What is that one? And what is this one? Milk and orange juice. Mm-hmm. Pretend that this little girl is drinking this. This one. And this bird drinking this one. I don't feel like drinking either one of them, so I'll just put them back in here and clean them up. Which one is this one again? Pediatricians learn to be children's doctors because they care about children. And they take care of children in the doctor's office because they like them. Sure, they spend a lot of their time taking care. Taking care is one way of saying I love you. Know that? Sure. Oh, there are many ways to say it. Even when you clean up your room, that can say I love you to somebody. There are many ways to say I love you. There are many ways to say I care about you. Many ways. Many ways, many ways to say I love you. There's the cooking way to say I love you. There's the cooking something someone really likes to eat. The cooking way, to say I love you. There's the eating way to say I love you. There's the eating something someone made especially. The eating way, the eating way to say I love you. Cleaning up a room can say I love you. Hanging up your coat before you're asked to. Drawing special pictures for the holidays and making plays. You'll find many ways to say I love you. You'll find many ways to understand what love is. Many ways, many ways, many ways to say I love you. Cooking, eating, drawing, playing, cleaning, being, understanding, love you. You'll find many ways to say I love you. You'll find many ways to understand what love is. Many ways, many ways, many ways to say I love you. My coming here to be with you, that's one way I have of saying I love you. Sure. Our times together. I bet you can think of a lot of ways of saying I love you. Can you? Sure, even if somebody should say to you, don't go out on the street, you might get hurt. That's a way of saying, I love you. Mm-hmm. You and I'll have more time together tomorrow. We'll be able to do a lot more things together. Tomorrow, tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with a song or two. One, two. Tomorrow, tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. You always make each day such a special day for me by just your being you. You know another way of saying I love you? Just by saying it. I love you. See you tomorrow. Bye.
Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood is made possible by grants from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
This is PBS.